The NFL is back, and FanDuel's got everything you need to play your game, from same-game parlays to live betting. Right now, new customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. 21 plus and present in select states. 18 plus in Kentucky and Wyoming. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Running a business means I wear lots of hats. Luckily, when it's time to put on my hiring hat, I can count on LinkedIn to make it easy. I can post a job for free or pay to promote it and get 3 times more qualified candidates. Imagine finding your next great hire in 24 hours. 86% of small businesses do. With LinkedIn, I can also easily share my job with my network. No other job site lets me do that. Post your free job at linkedin.com/Pandora. That's linkedin.com/Pandora. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The government today published its new housing plan, delivering homes, building communities, an action plan on housing supply and targeting homelessness. It aims to deliver 300,000 new homes by the end of 2030, which government has described as ambitious but also realistic. John Cummins is Minister of State for Local Government and Planning and Fine Gael TD for Waterford, and he joins me now in studio. Good afternoon to you, Minister.
Good afternoon, Ciara.
So in terms of that target, 300,000, is that the ceiling?
Of course not. There is no ceiling of ambition in relation to delivery. That is what we expect to see delivered under this plan.
But you think you can go further?
Of course, that's the ambition. We have a great need in this country for the delivery of homes across social, affordable and private homes, be they for rent or for purchase. And there is absolutely no ceiling of ambition in this plan. This is a plan that is realistic. It's targeted. It's about ensuring that we have the correct levers in place to be able to unlock supply. We have managed to get from a situation of building less than 5,000 houses back in 2013 to now over 30,000. We need to get to over 50,000. And this is the framework on which we will achieve that.
You mentioned there that it has targets, so it does. But it is actually a little low on information, isn't it, in terms of targets, in terms of deadlines on delivery, which some in opposition have said is concerning, to say the least. Why is that? Why make that choice?
Well, look, to be honest with you, the opposition had press releases and statements written before they even saw the housing plan. There was commentary in the media yesterday in relation to criticising the plan that nobody had even seen until 9 o'clock this morning. But that's what we have come to expect from the opposition. The reality is there are targets in there. There are targets to deliver an average of 12,000 social homes every year. And there are targets to ensure that we have over 15,000 starter homes.
I'm just looking, it's not just the opposition. The Irish Council for Social Housing also says the plan seems low on specifics when it comes to targets and deadlines on delivery.
Well, look, there is a global target there of obviously 300,000 homes over the lifetime of the plan. What we have control over within government, obviously, is the delivery of 12,000 social homes, which we need the support of our local authorities, our approved housing bodies, the Land Development Agency and the private sector to be able to work in tandem with one another to be able to deliver that step change that the public expect.
Okay, you say it is ambitious and you say it is realistic, and I'm sure a lot of time and effort has been put into this plan, but I just know there will be hard shoulder listeners listening this evening thinking, well, I heard that from Dara O'Brien and I heard that from Simon Coveney, and actually I heard that from Alan Kelly when they all published housing plans over the last 12 years. This is the fourth and actually the fifth, really, I think, when you consider the Housing Commission report, which also had 82, I think, plus recommendations. Why should people have confidence? Why should people even believe that this could be remotely different to all those other houses, or all those other plans that did show improvements, certainly, but weren't the breakthrough that we need?
Look, I believe that this plan is a plan that delivers that step change in how we'll accelerate the delivery of homes. It cuts red tape, it supports first-time buyers and supports those at the acutest edge of our housing crisis, those who are in emergency accommodation. And I'm always acutely conscious when we're talking about emergency accommodation and those in homeless accommodation, that behind every figure there is an individual or a family. And that's why we have ring fence funding in this housing plan to exit families from emergency accommodation, over 100 million next year. A specific 50 million euro fund was put in place this year, coupled with the 325 million in the second home acquisition programme. But ultimately, we need to see the supply of social homes, and that does correlate with hopefully seeing the reduction in homeless, those numbers in homeless
But you would accept it's a turbocharge that we need?
Yes, absolutely, it is. And to be honest with you, if we rewound time over the last number of years, we probably didn't have the capital resources that we now have at our disposal. We now have 9 billion euro next year across Exchequer, the Land Development Agency, the Housing Finance Agency, to be able to support the delivery of state-provided supports for social and affordable homes. And I suppose that is what has changed over the last number of years. But we do need to get under the hood of some of the blockages that have been in the system as well.
Yeah,
and that's why one
to...
of those areas is in the area of planning and judicial review reform, which are prioritised in this plan.
James Brown, the minister in this area, framed this plan as taking calculated risks. He said, for too long, we were too cautious. What risks are you taking?
Well, there are changes contained in this plan around planning. It's about using a common sense and practical approach to planning, which I've sought to introduce in the department myself, be that through exempted development. And we are bringing forward my proposal around modular homes to the rear of a dwelling. And we're finalising the regulations in that respect. But it is also about implementing the changes in the Planning and Development Act around judicial review, because to be honest with you, there has been, you know, really good projects that have been delayed as a result of judicial reviews. And that to me is unacceptable. Planning should be used in order to build communities rather than trying to block the development of new communities or the expansion of others.
Well, the Green Party say there's been a smearing of legitimate objectors. What do you say to that?
I don't accept that. To be perfectly frank, we see too many decisions in the court, and that should not be the place where planning decisions are made.
So what are you going to do to address those judicial reviews specifically? So what measures are you going to take that are going to, let's face it, stop people being as inclined to take them?
So we do need to change that culture of objection in this country. We will change the leave, we'll remove the leave stage for judicial reviews. That's an 8-week fishing exercise that adds money and time. We will allow for remittance back to the previous stage of the process so that something doesn't have to go back to the very start if there's a minor error. We'll reduce the number of amendments that can be made through the judicial review process. And there are also measures in there in terms of cost capping, which the Department of the Environment will be bringing forward in the coming weeks. And all of those combined are in the plan as part of the Planning and Development Act, but we may need to go further. And the Infrastructure Task Force has been doing a significant work in this space. Critical infrastructure in this country has to be delivered. It can't be frustrated. It can't be blocked. And we will take whatever action is required in that respect.
What could that look like?
Well, look, as you'll appreciate, there'll be measures that will have to go to Cabinet. We expect that committee to make its views known in the coming weeks. But what I have said is that whatever is required will be implemented, because the public need to see that critical infrastructure in this country is delivered in a timely manner. And as I said, we shouldn't be deciding these matters in the courts. We have a robust planning system where the local authorities make decisions. If people are unhappy, they can make observations. Decisions are made and they can be appealed to on Commission Planola, which we have staffed up and resourced and have been making fundamental decisions within their 16-week time frame for large-scale residential developments. And we shouldn't see items ending up in the court after that.
Is there a problem with some of those planning decisions?
Well, look, ultimately, if something comes through the local authority system and comes through on Commission Planola, I believe that should be sufficient. It has gone through two independent processes. I don't think we should be using the judicial process and using the courts to be able to frustrate development in this country.
OK, let me just move on to modular housings, which you mentioned there, that you're looking at regulations and that. Is there a timeline for that, Minister?
Yes, I hope to be able to bring forward those regulations before the Joint Oireachtas Committee in the new year.
In the new year.
Yep.
So when people will be wondering, when can they put up that modular house in their back garden so that their son or daughter can move out of the box room and go into some sort of a property for themselves?
Yeah, well, look, there was a public consultation in the summer and over half of the public consultation was on that modular proposal. I was heartened by that. Very positive response. I've always said that it is not a solution to the housing crisis, but it provides options for people. I suppose I went out on a limb in terms of putting that proposal out there. I'm happy, obviously, that it's contained in the plan and I'm working with my officials to obviously finalise the regulations in that respect.
So no timeline, none really. As you said, in the new year, but when will that actually mean that people can put the houses up, do you think?
Well, certainly I expect part of it has to be environmentally screened. I will do it as quickly as possible in the new year. I would hope before the end of Q1, if not early Q2.
One of the issues that has been brought up time and time again by developers is the lack of rezoned land, that there is not a reliable pipeline of rezoned land with the supporting infrastructure. But let's just start with the land coming down the track. How are you, or what is within this plan that will ensure that local authorities are proactively rezoning lands? Because there has been criticism that they have been too cautious and too slow to do so.
Yes, and that's why Minister Brown and I issued direction to local authorities in the summer. They are all in the process of their variations now. We gave the instruction that they have to zone for capacity to deliver up to 83,000 homes per year, because obviously not every parcel of land that is zoned today will be built on today. Sometimes you need to, you know, you have to have that headroom, and we've provided for 50% headroom. And the Taoiseach Tánaiste, Minister Brown and I met with four local authorities last week or the week before now at this stage, because we had some concerns about those local authorities not doing what we asked them to do. And we will bring in other local authorities if required in the time ahead, because we want local authorities to take a forward-looking and ambitious approach to zoning, because that is the raw material ultimately on which houses are built.
So is that what accountability is going to look like, being pulled in front of the minister and a bit of a finger wagging, really?
Well, I think that can be part of it, but certainly we will ensure that there is accountability, because we will have, I suppose, I know it's been described in the media as league tables, but ultimately local authorities have to be accountable for their delivery across key metrics, vacancy and dereliction, social and affordable delivery. And to be honest, as a minister who's been in the department since February, I've visited about 20 local authorities now, and one of the areas that to me is unacceptable in terms of a discrepancy is in relation to the local authorities' performance in turning around their own social housing stock from the point on which it becomes vacant to re-letting. Some local authorities do that in less than 16 weeks, other local authorities take over a year. The average is 35 weeks. That to me is unacceptable as Minister.
Do we need penalties for those who don't buck up, and do we need incentives actually for those who are delivering?
Yeah, look, there's a double-edged sword, obviously, to penalties, but certainly in the plan there are incentives for local authorities that meet and exceed their own build targets in terms of social and affordable delivery, that they will have additional discretionary money to be able to use for community facilities or whatever it is that they require. That is what discretionary funding looks like. And we will reward those local authorities that are stepping up to the plate, because of course when people talk about targets, there are obviously national targets, but each of those have to be delivered in individual local authority areas right across the country.
How many local authorities don't have an affordable purchase scheme in place?
I don't have the exact figure, but under this plan, every local authority will have an affordable purchase scheme under the Starter Homes programme. There are a number of local authorities that haven't delivered in this space, and we have put in staff and resources into the local authorities, ring-fenced for delivery of social and starter homes, and we expect delivery across every local authority area.
So should people hoping to get on those affordable purchase schemes be assured that by what, the end of next year, all 31 local authorities will have those schemes in place? Do you think that's realistic?
Well, look, we're open to you know, proposals coming forward to the department at any point from local authorities, approved housing bodies, the Land Development Agency. And as I said, we have significant capital resources to spend, thankfully, because of the robust management of our finances over the last number of years. So, you know, we will continue to support local authorities. But what we are introducing under this plan also is a single stage approval process where we're not going to have arguments between stuff being held up in the customs house or in local authorities. Ultimately, local authorities will come forward with a proposal, with a budget, and then it will be up to them to go and deliver it.
All right. Minister John Cummins, thanks so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.